talk to you about Rural Doctors Foundation, which is a charity that Torin and I and a few others are engaged in, and we've got a race day, country race day coming up Saturday the 30th, just out of town in Bedesavia, with the Bedesert Hibernian Race Club.
Mm-hmm.
So Rural Doctors Foundation's just a small charity founded by some visionary colleagues of mine after the 2011 floods, and we want to promote better healthcare for country Australians. One of the things we do is helping medical services get back on their feet after disasters. So we've just been engaged in helping out some practices from Gympie down to Lismore, wow. Just with some small grants to get back on their feet. You know, doctors who've missed work and practices that have lost equipment and so on. But we also do things like providing medical equipment into rural communities, like the defibrillator that people might have seen at the Hell of the West just recently. We've supported online yoga across country Queensland, mental health stuff for people in Barcaldine, and Indigenous youth in Gladstone. We've got our small fingers in a lot of pies.
Yeah,
if we're gonna.
Yeah, Mike, I was just going to say, listening to you talk, and I've been up to Lismore, and the place is in a mess, not just Lismore, but I just think healthcare everywhere is in under crisis after these last 2 years. And, I mean, this is, you know, great stuff, the Rural Doctors Foundation. But really, I think everybody needs to pitch in and help, not just in, you know, I'm not saying in doctors, just generally everywhere. It seems to me, wherever you look, this pandemic is, you know, it's fractured everything, I think, and healthcare is just one of those.
Yeah, look, I've got a little saying that COVID ruins everything, and it's been incredibly disruptive. It's been disruptive in healthcare, it's been disruptive in communities, it's been disruptive for people's mental health, you know. They can't go out and play their sport, they can't go to their work. And, you know, we're coming back to normal, which is good to see. You know, vaccinations have got the death rate down to, you know, it's still more than car accidents and lung cancer, and I don't know how it compares to a bad flu year, but it's becoming much more manageable.
And that's
but it's still a serious thing, you know.
Yeah.
People are still dying from it.
But that's what they say. You used to say a bad flu year. That's what they're saying now we're going to have. And I just heard in the news, you know, people can come in now, flying in. It's something about Queensland and the. You know, you can fly in, you don't have to be vaccinated. So, what do you reckon we're looking at?
Look, I think Spanish flu probably took 5 to 7 years to settle down and burn out. And I think we've got a few years ahead of us before this becomes, a much more minor problem. The way pandemics tend to end, they say, is viruses mutate into something which is catchier, but less deadly, because that's good for the virus. You know, it wants to get around, doesn't want to kill too many people. So hopefully that's what will happen with this one. It'll turn into something that's, you know, as catchy as measles and no more serious than a toothache. That would be...
Sounds like a virus is it's got a personality, mate.
It does. Every organism's got a personality, mate. They all evolve under the pressures. Of life, and hopefully this one will turn into something that we can just live with.
So people can see you on the 30th at Bedesert?
Yep, I'll be there. So we've got this race day with the Hibernian Race Club. They've been running charity races for, they've been running races for over 100 years in one form or another, and they've raised a lot of money for Cancer Council and for the Mount Olivet Hospice and so on over time.
Uh-huh.
So this is an opportunity for us to raise a bit of money. This year, this is our first year with them. We're just looking to get bodies through the gate.
All right.
$10 at the gate, $40 with the bus.
So it's a bargain. I've got to fly.
It's a bargain.
Nice. Good on you, Michael. See you in Bedesert.
Look us up on Facebook. We'll see you.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.